Pala benje sangye rupa sho, semje tamje deva dangha deve gyutang tempranga. Dunga dang dunga gye gyutang tawen gyutje, dunga mebe deva dhamme dawen. Mere chatang dang tawe tangyam na neba gyuroje, semje tamje deva dang deve gyutang tempranga. Dunga dang dunga gye gyutang tawra gyutje, dunga mebe deva dhamme dawen gyutje, mere chatang dang tawe.
For the sake of all sentient beings, I must attain the state of enlightenment. For that purpose, I must listen to the teaching of the Mahayana kind, with the right motivation and right intention, as advised and suggested by the great kind master.
So, this chapter on
chapter on embracing the bodhicitta, or completely taking the bodhicitta, is after having understood the benefits and the qualities of bodhicitta, and then having an aspiration to awaken that bodhicitta in oneself, then finding that there is need to be some work needed to be done in one's mind in order to have the bodhicitta. So there is the practice of seven limb practices, such as paying homage to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and other worthy of veneration, making offerings to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the Gurus on behalf of sentient beings, and then confessing, purifying the negativities of any kind from beginningless time with the determination not to repeat them, and then rejoicing in all the wondrous or the positive causes and the positive outcomes that are like the enlightenment itself, as well as the causes of enlightenment, and even if it is temporary happiness, and the causes of happiness, rejoicing in all of them. And then requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma, and then requesting not to pass away to Nirvana, and then the dedication. Now we are at the point of dedication, dedication of merit for this, for that, for pacifying suffering of sickness and so on. So we are on the verse number 14, page number 31. Although they may play with my body and make it a source of jest and blame, because I have given it up to them, what is the use of holding it dear? Dagi lui latse chetam, chodi khashe ju chetam. So, the thing that would be helpful to know in looking at translation of Buddhist texts is often there is a bit of change in the order with the way we understand English and with the way it is sort of understood in the original language, be it Sanskrit or Tibetan. In here, it begins with, although they may play with my body and make it a source of jest and blame. So, it's sort of similar, but often there are things that when it comes out in the original Tibetan text or in Sanskrit, the word, one of the word that is said in the first part in English might be, you know, the last part in Tibetan. That's just a slight difference. So that's accessing an interpreted version already. So sometimes there can be a big gap. But the most important thing is to be able to see these things as as a way of letting go of the things that we hold on to, or that we are sort of naturally inclined to attach to. So the objective is to really bring the mind to a state of ever ready to have the bodhicitta, or have it in one's mind. So some of these things. Anyway, in Tibetan, dagi lui la tse che dham, chodi kha she ju che jang, dagi lui di chen singi. So here specifically talking about one's body. If on my body, you know, if someone is to play on my body, and we often get frustrated usually when someone sort of plays on our body or touches it or pushes it, we are likely to react. So in this case it is saying that one is not going to react, or make it a source of jest and blame. Yeah? One is not going to do that. Why is that? It's dagi lu di chin singi. This body is now given. Because in the bit earlier there, where it says, my body as well as my enjoyments as well as the merits of past, present and future. No? And all of them are now given, no, for the sake of all sentient beings. So, maybe standing to that affirmation or they stand. So therefore it is saying, now if someone is to do this or do that to my body, I'm not going to get into sort of argument. Yeah? But that's not the end of the sentence, because there is a few more lines coming up. He said, this body is already given now. What is there for me to defend upon it? It is already given to the welfare of sentient beings. Yeah? Therefore, I shall let them do anything to it that does not cause them any harm. And when anyone encounters me, may it never be meaningless for him. Yeah? So whatever things that they want to do with this body, yeah, if they are to push it or play with it and so on, I allow them, as long as it is not going to cause harm to them. Yeah? So therefore, letting go of attachment to one's body, at the same time maintaining a sense of concern for them. Because if they are to do some things that is going to cause them harm and so on, then I'm not going to allow them to do it. So, something that is not going to harm them. Yeah? Whatever they are going to do, I will allow them to do, as long as it's not going to cause harm to them. Yeah? Because of me as the reason, never ever, yeah, and to any sentient beings, no, become meaningless. Yeah? What it means is, because of me, I don't want to make anyone, no, have their life become meaningless, or if they do something that is going to bring about meaningless to them. Yeah? Me, as the object of observation, if they are to see me, you know, may it be something that is going to benefit them or be meaningful to them. Yeah? If they are to harm me, even that, you know, becomes something of meaningful to them. So therefore, dalamine nam tu yang, and that's any time at all. Yeah? No one becomes sort of meaningless. Temepa is like one who does not have any objective. Yeah? So it does not happen. In other words, it's because of me, may other benefit. Even if in those who encounter me, a faithful or an angry thought arises, may that eternally become the source for fulfilling all their wishes. Dalamine Kandagi Toam Tangwe Semjuna Tenye Dado Tedagi Tungundrube Jujuchi. Now, having me as the object of observation, and if they develop a certain degree of faith to me or admiration, yeah, or because of me, if they are to develop some form of anger and aggression, and that very act of faith or act of anger, whatever it is, yeah, and that very act become a cause, you know, for them to fulfill all of their wishes. So even if they are going to be angry with me, I do not wish negative feedback to them, you know, negative reaction to them. But rather, you know, I wish them, you know, even if they are to harm me or hit me or whatever, get angry, I wish them to, that very act become something source of help for them. May all who say bad things to me or cause me any other harm, and those who mock and insult me, have the fortune to fully awaken. Some people, you know, who are to verbally say something to me. Yeah? Or harm me in other way. Yeah? Even if they are to make gossips about me. Tamje chanchup, whatever, all of these activities, if they are to, tamje chanchup kaldenjur. May they all become fortunate enough, you know, to attain the enlightenment. May I be a protector for those without one, a guide for all travelers on the way. May I be a bridge, a boat, and a ship for all who wish to cross the water. Tamje chanjup kandenjo. Dani gome namgi khun. Dani, may I become. So here, there is lots of I being mentioned. But this I is being mentioned in a very positive way. There is an I coming out. And here the I is, may I become. May I become what? May I become the protector for those who do not have any protection. So there are many sentient beings who need protection and who do not have protector. So in those situations, may I become protector for them. Because they need protector. Maybe they have all sorts of scared these days. Now maybe the government is after them, or the regime is under them, and they're helpless, and the UN is not helping, or whatever it is, whatever the situation they are in. One who do not have any protection, may I become the protector for them. Yeah? Oh, and it not just that. Maybe there are beings, you know, who need some protection of dharma, maybe. No, sometimes just one line of dharma becomes a source of protection for them when they are to reflect on it. Yeah? So, dāne gvame nam gīkvam. Some people maybe who are very stressed, who are lost and confused. No, at that time may I be able to inspire them. No, may I be able to share some wisdom to them. So then they are sort of, you know, protected in a situation where they did not have protection. Lamshur namgi thebyuntha is, and then if someone is on the pathway to go somewhere, yeah, so they are in the path and they want to go somewhere, but they need someone to guide them, yeah, then may I become a guide, you know, for those who are on the path, especially for beings who travel across mountains, you know, to save their lives or to try to meet maybe His Holiness Dalai Lama and to go to a monastery. And to learn, to study things they could not do. Those beings get lost here and there and do not find the path. And they have lots of anxiety and things go through. And if they find a guide for them, then it becomes a very helpful for them. So, Namshu Namgite Bhuntha. Or people who go on, maybe, you know, go on to go to Himalayas, you know, climb the Himalayas, you know. They also need someone to guide them. If they are lost or they are left behind by their friends, I be the guide for them. And Galdo Namgi Trudani, and for those who have to go across the river, and those who want to go across, but maybe who can't swim, or even if they can swim, if the current of river is very strong, or if they want to go across the river, you know, to save their life, to save their protector, what they need is that they need a good boat, you know, or a ship. You know. May I become a boat for those who need a boat. So, this is really an intention of bodhisattvas to become something for maybe temporary protection. But this intention probably, I think, is sincerely intended to, you know, to for those who need a guide, who need a protector, or who need even a boat, you know, to become like that. And then, but whether it become or not, it's a different thing. But to have that willingness to even, you know, if one needs to become a boat to save someone's life, and that's a powerful willingness. Because when one is when one is maybe blinded with the anger, one is not able to see, you know, whether it is possible or not. In a similar way, when one is sort of maybe touched so much by positive spirit, then maybe they do not sort of rationalize whether it is possible or not, but they want to become, you know, what is needed for help for some people. So maybe one wants to become a boat. And then sing the sambanyindujur. And sometimes big sheep, you know, ship, and also a bridge, and so on. When we talk about Buddha, like kayas or bodies, talk about dharmakaya and sambhogakaya, swabhavakaya, nirmanakaya. Now talking particularly about nirmanakaya, manifestation body. Manifestation body, some of the manifestation body can be a bridge, can be a boat, can be rock. So it does not always have to be a human being or a person who is talking, who can walk. Manifestation body can be anything. May I be an island for those who seek one, and a lamp for those desiring light. May I be a bed for all who wish to rest, and a slave for all who want a slave. So may I be an island for those who seek one. Island is probably needed when someone is, say, if they have a big, you know, they're traveling on the boat, and if the boat crashes, and if all sorts of terrible circumstances happen, you know, or if they are running away from some enemies who are after them, maybe to kill them, maybe they need an island, you know, to go to or to save their lives, their fellow members, family members. So at such time, you know, when they are wishing for such thing, you know, may I be able to become an island for those who seek one. And a lamp for those desiring light. So, for those desiring light, who can be in any situation, maybe who is maybe trapped in a mine, who does not know how to come out of there, and desperately needed a light, you know, or a lamp. For those desiring light, may I become a lamp for those desiring light. May I be a bed for all who wish to rest. Yeah? So sometimes we get very tired and maybe we wish to rest. People who are very tired, work tirelessly, you know, 9 to 5, maybe 9 to 6. You know? So then they're happy because they've got a nice bed at home. They can go and rest. Yeah. So some people might not have that. You know? They go maybe. Or maybe people who, you know, in prison situation, like in Chinese prison, you know, terrible circumstances, don't have bed. They beat you and then they put you to stand on a cold floor for a long time. And I see these Tibetan refugees come here and they've got problem in their knees and joints because of, and it's not just one day, you know, many days they are put like that. So many prisoners, I think, maybe they sometimes wish they have a nice comfortable bed to rest. You know? So may I be a bed for all who wish to rest. And a slave for all who want a slave. So basically, slave or servant. You know? Servant probably is maybe a better word. Maybe slave is a bit too strong word. You know? Those who wish someone to serve them. Yeah? May I be a servant for all who want a servant. So probably we need maybe a servant in situations. So, or if not need, maybe some people in certain circumstances probably need, and then may I become that. So this is like a bodhicitta is really about two aspirations. One is to benefit sentient beings, and then the other one is to become enlightenment. Now why one wants to become enlightened is because in one's current situation, one does not have enough wisdom, one does not have enough compassion, one does not have enough ability to provide what is needed to sentient beings, be it a temporary happiness, yeah? Or be it material gift if they need it. or be it a Dharma gift that they needed, or a gift of fearlessness that they needed. The enlightened ones are able to do that. That's the perspective of Bodhisattvas. So because their aim and objective is to benefit sentient beings, so then as long as it benefits sentient beings, they're happy to become a bed if they need to become a bed. So that is the prayer. So the ultimate enlightenment is that because when one is attained enlightenment, like a Buddha, then by one miraculous act, you know, Buddha is able to ripen the spiritual ripening that need to be ripened. You know? So many beings, to bring them into the path of spirituality and make them connected to their spiritual essence, and then ripen them, and then help them on the path so that they do not fall down, then help them ferry across the state of enlightenment through teaching, through inspiration, through love, through kindness. So therefore, these all prayers making sense, because the ultimate aim for enlightenment is to benefit others. So these kind of situations benefit a lot. And these kind of practices sort of exist in the world also, where maybe some government give asylum to people who are not guaranteed security in their own country, you know, because of circumstances changing. Maybe there is a rise of Communist Party or military power, and there's lots of help needed, lots of fighting going on all the time. So therefore, the Bodhisattvas make these wishes, make these prayers. And there are many Bodhisattvas there, you know, in Australia, any part of the world, you know, have these kind of wishes, have genuinely great compassion in them. There are people who die, who does not care about their life in order to protect other people. Yeah? So therefore, wishing is a good thing. No? May I be a wishing jewel, a magic vase, powerful mantras and great medicine. May I become a wish-fulfilling tree and a cow of plenty for the world. Wishing jewel is Yishin, Yishin Nur. His Holiness Dalai Lama is called Wishing Jewel, no? Or Yishin Nurbu. It's referred to as Yishin Nurbu by Tibetan. So it's like a jewel, no? That provides whatever your wishes are. So His Holiness Dalai Lama, because stand out as an inspiration to practice, to be kind and so on, he's referred to as Yishin Nurbu, or wish fulfilling jewel. Yeah? So may I be a wish fulfilling jewel. Maybe His Holiness made some prayers like that. So he become wish fulfilling jewel. Yeah? So it's a form of wish fulfilling jewel. It's maybe in some way there are some jewels in some stories or in some time in the world, you know. When you wish something, it sort of, you know, grants the wishes. Yeah? So may I be a wishing jewel, so meaning may I be able to provide, you know, whatever their wishes are. But enlightenment, wish fulfilling jewel cannot provide it. And a magic vase, yeah? I become a magic vase. Also having those kind of qualities, you know, to help, you know, fulfill. Powerful mantras and great medicine. Ringa Trupta, Menchenta. There are, I think, in some situation where there are maybe some very negative spirits involved, some spirits that are very negative and that are causing harm to a family member living in a house, or the whole community, and so on. Then there are powerful mantras. No? The powerful mantras, it's a way of these powerful mantras, and you recite them, and some of the powerful mantras just to make these spirits to go away and not cause harm. Like in Tibet, there were many spirits like that. When Buddhism first went, they're trying to establish it, and then it's not working. They had to invite Padmasambhava. And Padmasambhava came and he did many practices, and those practices involve reciting powerful mantras, telling them first very nicely to go away and not cause harm and so on. And then if you still continue to be here, then there are some mantras as well as some rituals involved where you throw some sesame seed and asking them to go far away, not to disturb here. So powerful mantras and great medicine. Some medicine probably are very effective. Mention. Normal medicine probably cures something, maybe it takes a bit of time. But then there are some medicine, probably they are very effective and quick. Yeah? Great medicine. May I become a wish-fulfilling tree. Yeah? So similar sort of concept. Wish-fulfilling tree, may I become. And a cow of plenty for the world. Dujupa is this particular cow. You can milk whatever you want. Some cows like that. So may I become like that. Just like space and the great elements such as earth, may I always support the life of all the boundless creatures. Like space is something that enables us to move around. There is no space, then it becomes very narrow. There is no sort of freedom. And the great elements such as earth provides us stability. You can build a house and so on. Mother Earth always is there when you want to harvest a field and so on. May I be able to be like a space or an earth, so I can provide if whatever they need. In a similar way, may I become elements like water, and also become element like fire, helps cook, gives heat and so on, and then the element of air, breathing. And until they pass away from pain, may I also be the source of life for all the realms of varied beings that reach unto the ends of space. Sentient beings who are immeasurable in number. And there are different needs for their survival. Whatever, there are different needs for their survival, such as the elements of earth and so on. May I become like that. And then here, now is the point where one is generating bodhicitta. Yeah? And one wants to generate bodhicitta properly, just as the previous sugatas. Just as previous sugatas gave birth to an awakening mind, and just as they successfully dwelt in the bodhisattva practices, likewise, for the sake of all that lives, do I give birth to an awakening mind, and likewise shall I too successfully follow the practice. Chidarungungi deshe gi chanjuk thunni ke bata. Chanjuk sembe laba la te da rimshin ne bata. Teshin do la pendun chanjuk sembe ke gishin. Teshin do ni laba la rimbashin do laba ke is. Chidarungungi deshe gi just as earlier deshe sugata. Sugat. Gata, as you know, means going or gone. Su is devarsu means happily, happily gone. So this is referring to the Buddhas who have gone happily, because who have treaded on the path of happiness, and then they've gone to the state of happiness. So just as they have become sugatas, just as they did. You know? How they did? They gave birth to an awakening mind. Here awakening mind is referring to bodhicitta. So just as they, you know, gave birth to bodhicitta, and giving birth to bodhicitta, you know, just as they maybe first meditated on the meditation of equanimity and thereby realized how all sentient beings are equal and similar. And then just as they cultivated compassion for all of them, because even though whatever they wish, all of them are in one way or another in a state of samsaric kind. So cultivating compassion without discrimination, like the light of the sun, does not discriminate. If one is to hide somewhere, it's different, otherwise the light is there for all. So did the bodhisattvas when they cultivated bodhicitta. And then, you know, nurturing that very compassion with the loving kindness. Compassion is whereby you wish them to have wish them to be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. So you have then equally distributed loving kindness, whereby you wish them to have happiness and the causes of happiness. Yeah? And then finally they get to a point where they are able to have the precious bodhicitta, birth to. Yeah? And just as they successfully dwelt in the bodhisattva practices, now the practices of bodhisattvas, there are this and that number wise 18 or 25 or whatever. It comes down to three practices. The practices of not harming, the practices of proper discipline of refraining from negative activities. Gyavachodyugi sutim is then the practices of morality of gathering virtuous karma. And then Samje Dhanje Gitsutim, proper discipline of working for the sentient beings. One could say six perfections and so on. And just as they successfully dwelt through the practice of generosity, through the practice of morality and patience and diligence and so on. In the bodhisattva practices, just as they successively dwelt, likewise, for the sake of all that lives, and when they did all this generation of bodhicitta and did the practices, and they were done for all that lives, do I give birth to an awakening mind? I also give birth to an awakening mind in a similar fashion. And likewise, shall I too successively follow the practices? So here, one name for Buddha is Tathagat. Tathagat Teshin Shekpa, Tathagat. Tathagat, Gata has a meaning of gone. Tatha is just as gone. Just as the Buddhas have gone to the state of enlightenment, so did these beings also have gone to the state of enlightenment. Teshin Shekpa or Tathagat. So, Chidarangungi, the Shegi, Chanjup Tony, Kebata, Chanju Semben Labala, Tadarim Shin Ebat, Teshendola Pendundu, Chanju Semne, Kegishi, Teshenton Labala, Rimbashin Labaki. Maybe we can recite this together three times. Just as the previous Sugatas gave birth to an awakening mind, and just as they successively dwelt in the Bodhisattva practices, likewise, for the sake of all that lives, do I give birth to an awakening mind. And likewise shall I too fully follow the practices. Just as the previous Sugathas gave birth to an awakening mind, just as they successively dwelt in the Bodhisattva practices, likewise for the sake of all that lives, I give birth to an awakening mind. And likewise shall I too successively follow the practices. Just as the previous Sugathas gave birth to an awakening mind, and just as they successfully dwelt in the Bodhisattva practices, likewise, for the sake of all that lives, do I give birth to an awakening mind, and likewise shall I too successfully follow the practices. Now we say this in Tibetan. Chitar Ngunki
Desheki
Chanchup Tuni Kepatang Chanchup Sempe Lapala Chitar Rimshin Nepatar Teshin Dola Pentuntu Chanchup Semni Kegishin Teshin Tuni Lapalang Rimbashintu Labarki
So in order to further increase it from now on, those with discernment who have lucidly seized an awakening mind in this way should highly praise it in the following manner. Today my life has borne fruit. Having well obtained this human existence, I have been born in the family of the Buddhas, and now am one of Buddha's successors.
In that way, one who has the consciousness like that, Rabdhan Chanchup Semsune, holding the bodhicitta in an excellent way, holding it properly, and also Dukyang, and also for the future, Gepar Chavechir, in order to increase that bodhicitta. Semni, one's own mind. Ditar is in this way. Sengtuto is one's own mind should be filled with pride and happiness in this way, thinking in this way. And how do you think? Tengtu, at this time, today, or at this time, just after bodhicitta has been awakened. Tengtu, dakse, is my life. Devuyu has become fruitful. Today my life has become fruitful. Tengtu, dakse, devuyu. Mi sipan lekwato. Why your life has become fruitful? I have properly obtained a proper human life, first of all. Therin sangye riksuke. Today I am been born now. Today I am born in the family of the Buddhas. Sangye se su thagyurto. Now I have become the successor of the Buddhas. Thus, whatever actions I do from now on must be in accord with the family. Never shall I disgrace or pollute this noble and unsullied race. Thani is from now onwards, from now on, because I got bodhicitta, because I have now become the family member of the Buddhas. Thani is now. It's like a now. Daki, I as the doer, Chine kyang, is in any manner, in any way. Rigdan tumpa, le zante, I will act or I will engage in activities that is in accordance with the Buddha family. Kumepa, this Buddha family or this clan, that does not have any fault. The clan of the noble one. I will not pollute this stainless and faultless family of Buddha. I will do behave in a way that I don't pollute it. And then here
is just like a blind man discovering a jewel in a heap of rubbish. Like by some coincidence, an awakening mind has been born within me. Now, when Chandra Pumbo, Chidar Rinchenye Patar, Teshin Chishitar, Chanchu Sem Dala. Here, Longwa, a blind person, someone who is blind, is not able to see. So, chances of him finding, a jewel, is very limited. It's almost sort of impossible. In a similar way, I am here, blinded with my greed, anger, and jealousy, or whatever, the thick clouds, blinded by the thick clouds. Discovering a jewel of bodhicitta in a heap of rubbish. So that person would be, it's sort of unbelievable thing to happen. This is the mind of the Buddha, the mind of the bodhisattvas. Today I have given birth to it. I am someone who is normally sort of blinded, unable to see, and today somehow, through maybe powerful ritual, through the inspiration of the teaching of the Buddha, or through the inspiration and friendship of my Dharma brothers and sisters, today I have given birth to this precious jewel of bodhicitta. It's unbelievable this has happened. So this one, and likewise by some coincidence, it's not possible how this happened. Likewise, by some coincidence, bodhicitta has been born within me. We say this line in Sanskrit. And say this line in Sanskrit?
Yeah.
I give it a go anyway, no? Anda Sankar Kudembyo Yatha Ratna Mavabanu Yatu Tatha kadam chittabye tadu. Kadam chittabye tadu. Bodhichittam mamuditam.
Bodhichittam
mamuditam. Ansankha kudemyo.
Ansankha
kudemyo. Yatha ratnama vanu yata. Ratnama vapanu yata tatha katam chittabhye tadu bodhichittam mamuditam anda sankhar kutebhyo Yatha ratnama vapanu yatu. Yatha ratnama vapanu yatu. Tatha kadam chittabhye tadu. Kadam chittabhye tadu. Bodhichittam mamuditam.
Bodhichittam mamuditam.
This is the supreme ambrosia that overcomes the sovereignty of death. It is the inexhaustible treasure that eliminates all poverty in the world. So this is here is referring to the bodhicitta, the supreme ambrosia that overcomes the sovereignty of death. So that is probably referring to nectar of immortality, is it? Amrit, Amrit, yes. Mrit, Mrit is to die. Amrit is deathless. Dove chida jom jepe. duzi cho jandi inno. Dove chida, there is when we die, they say there is someone, you know, they call it Yama. Yeah? They are the Lord of the Dead. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And they come on time to get you. Yeah? And sometimes they are busy, then they send their messenger, you know, some representative. But they come, and you probably have come to the point of maybe your life span has, you know, your karmic lifespan has sort of exhausted. Your merit also to live life as a human has exhausted. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then your lifespan itself and your karma and your merit has it. Then at that time, the messenger come and get you. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, Dove Chida, the Chida is the Lord of the Death of the wandering beings. Jom Jepi, Jom Chepi, the one who diminishes it. This bodhicitta is that nectar of immortality. It does not mean that, you know, you generate bodhicitta, you would not die. Yeah? No? Basically means, you know, when you develop bodhicitta and properly you attain enlightenment. No? So one who attain enlightenment do not have the suffering of being killed, no, with no choice. Enlightened being have, according to their whatever they are able to come back, benefit sentient beings. Duzi chojan di inus, tove nerab shi chebe. Tove chida jom chebe, duzi chojan di inus. Tove uva selvayi, mishe teryan di inus. Tove ulva sevayi. The poverty of sentient beings is not having enough. When the capsule or the medicine of bodhicitta is inserted, you know, that poverty is no more there. Tove ulva selvayi. Ulva is sense of not having enough. Poor is a mental state of not having enough. Yeah? So then you feel like you want more and more. Yeah? When bodhicitta is put there inside you, maybe as a capsule, yeah? Then, you know, it eliminates that sense of wanting more and more. Because what you want here is really to attain the state of enlightenment. And when your mind is like that, no, when your mind is strongly and stably like an earth, if your bodhicitta is stable like that, then you will not have poverty of, you know, wanting this, wanting that, and so on. No? All you want probably is to benefit sentient beings. Yeah? So therefore, your poverty is sort of eliminated. Yeah? That is the inexhaustible treasure. The bodhicitta is inexhaustible treasure that get rid of the poverty of me all the time. Yeah? When you have bodhicitta, you are inexhaustible in, you know, with which you can provide. You have 10 minutes, oh, okay. It is the supreme medicine that quells the world's disease. It is the tree that shelters all beings, wandering and tired on the path of conditioned existence. It is the universal bridge that leads to freedom from unhappiness states of rebirth. It is the dawning moon of the mind that dispels the torment of disturbing conceptions. It is the great sun that finally removes the misty ignorance of the world. It is the quintessential butter from the churning of the milk of Dharma. For all those guests travelling on the path of conditioned existence, who wish to experience the bounties of happiness, this will satisfy them with joy and actually place them in supreme bliss. Today, in the presence of all the protectors, I invite the world to be guests at a festival of temporary and ultimate delight. May gods and demigods and all be joyful. Chanjo Zemjo Rinpoche Mage Panam Kejo Jepan Nyambam Hone Gondo Bewa Sho Chanjo Zemjo Rinpoche Mage Panam Kejo Jepan Nyambam Hone Gondo Bewa Sho Chanjo Zemjo Rinpoche Mage Panam Kejo Jepan Nyambam Hone Gondo Bewa Sho Chanjo Zemjo Rinpoche Mage Panam Kejo Jepan Nyambam Hone Gondo Bewa Sho Chanjo Zemjo Rinpoche Mage Panam Kejo Keba nyamba me baya, kone kondo pevara sho, chanjo simjo rinpoche, mage panam kejuchi. Keba nyamba me baya, kone kondo pevara sho, jamba mbawe chidai kemba da, kundo sambu teya deshi, tada kyungi jesu dalam, kewa dida tamje rabdu humo. Tuzumu soba ngava zengiri wada, Sumge Gumbo de Masumba Sange Bemange Banda Bande Tengawa Nenge Denge Gata Kudambo Dege Newa Dembe Chora Miyowa Chide Sumna Tashin Tadami Chige Damba Gibuna